USA Radio News.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night. It's possibly the largest single caravan so far to cross into the U.S. from Mexico. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. On the East Coast, holiday praise from President Biden was aimed at one of the longest-running holiday gift-giving charities, Toys for Tots.
This program gives so much more than just gifts. It gives hope. You give community, and you are the inspiration that lasts a lifetime.
This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.